Talk Sport. Learn from every game.
It's easy.
What a fantastic free kick!
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM.
These strides would do me flipping any.
Talk Sport.
Good afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sports 3 and both of them still to come this afternoon. We'll have the clips of the week as well. We're not here tomorrow or Monday. There is Match Day Live with Adrian. Lots of big games in the Championship and beyond over the weekend. We'll keep you up to date with those on Good Friday and Easter Monday. So we'll bring you the clips a day earlier. This Saturday, another great sporting event gets underway. At the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, it is the World Snooker Championship. And Hector Nuns has written the Crucible's greatest matches, 40 years of snookers, World Championship in Sheffield. He joins us now from the Crucible. Good afternoon, Hector.
Good afternoon.
So, yeah, we'll come on to the draw in a moment because I know the first round draw has been made. But, say, 40th anniversary, how did it come about? Why was this got fairly unassuming building in the centre of Sheffield chosen and why have they always stuck with it?
Well, yes, it's an extraordinary sort of story. Back in 1976, I think they'd had a World Championship in Manchester. They weren't totally convinced that that was the place. And the former promoter Mike Watterson and his wife Carol had been to see a theatre production at the Crucible and just said, well, I think this might be quite a nice place to hold a snooker event, and he ended up making it happen, and it's been here ever since, and now it was obviously rich in all the traditions and history that we all know about this tournament that holds the nation's sort of, you know, grip in for 17 days every year.
What is it about the place? I've never been, so but I know I can accept on telly it comes across how atmospheric it is. But when you're actually there, what is it about the Crucible that makes it the sort of special venue it is?
I think it's the atmosphere. One or two of the venues they play at are a bit bigger. There are more seats, more capacity. It's only, you know, 950 odd seats. It's always full, so that obviously helps. They're quite a fair crowd. There's a real, you know, sort of crackle in the atmosphere. I mean, particularly when people like, obviously, you know, Ronnie O'Sullivan are playing, but not just when Ronnie's playing, when pretty much anyone's there. You can see the table perfectly from every seat, and that the players, both when it's two tables and then when it goes down to the single table at the semi-final stage, they really feel it. They've got people literally sitting, you know, yards from them. It's a bit like some sort of, you know, some old-style football grounds where the fans are almost on the pitch, and it's got that sort of feel to it. And one of the qualifiers yesterday, Gary Wilson, said it felt like playing in... He was really looking forward to it. It's his debut, but he's been inside, and he said it felt like playing in one of the old sort of working men's clubs in the North East, which is where he felt comfortable. So, I think it's got that kind of magic about it.
When you set out to select the matches that you were going to write about, I mean, did you start with Davis versus Taylor and then work backwards? I mean, it still is.
No, he's not in there.
Oh, yeah.
it wasn't all that. There must be a temptation when you're doing that. I think, well, I could go for that, but I won't bother.
I think that would have provoked a riot. No, absolutely. You probably would have got more publicity that way if you left it out. But I think you have to use that as a starting point. I think everyone accepts that as a sort of high watermark for interest in snooker in this country. You know, 1985, the famous black ball final, you know, watched by 18.5 million. I think it finished about 20 past midnight. And now no one will ever forget that. And that was pretty much the first name on the team sheet, as you might say. And then after that, it is very subjective. I think maybe in snooker circles, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 19 matches, most people would choose. And then after that, you get into the realms of risking upsetting people by who you leave out. But I'm hoping it's more a celebration of the venue, the Crucible, the World Championship and the sport, rather than just a purely a beauty contest, because beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and not everyone would agree on every match, I'm sure.
Cliff Thorburn's 147 maximum, that's in there, I take
good
it.
Good luck, mate.
It certainly is. I mean, that match was extraordinary for two reasons. The first 147 maximum, as you quite rightly say, and also it was in a match against Terry Griffiths, and later, much later as it turned out, the match finished at 3:51 in the morning, and by the time they got out of the building, I think the milk floats were about, and it was pretty notable for both of those two reasons.
Snooker is such a great game for TV. It's made for TV, the shape of it, the colours, all this sort of thing. What's it like live? Is it as good?
I think it's gripping. No, I would say really, if it's, you know, if on your sort of sporting checklist, if you haven't been, I would strongly recommend it. It's actually the publishing company who did the book, I invited them along last year, and just because I wanted them to get it, you know, if we were planning this, and they did get it. So I would, you know, I know you guys have been to Cheltenham and stuff, and I would strongly recommend, you know, come and see it for once, just to sort of get it, because the atmosphere in there is pretty amazing, and it's you know, it's quite metronomic, and but you get sucked into it. If you're in there in the arena, the fans who come back here every year like a pilgrimage, they would never be anywhere else.
And I like it when they all start coughing, you know.
That's why you couldn't go there. Yeah, I think you just get nervous, don't you? Just have they ever considered moving it over the years? I mean, obviously Barry wasn't shy about going off to Ali Pally back in the day, but they've never thought of moving the snooker.
I think money, you know, money talks. You know, Barry's, you know, he's on the show a lot on the station, and you know, he's a consummate businessman to the core. But I think he's a bit of a, he knows that the Crucible is special, and he wouldn't just take the money. There was a very big decision made here last year that the Crucible, the World Championship, would stay in Sheffield for at least another 10 years, and at the Crucible for at least another 5, and probably more than that. I mean, China have got the money to stage it over there. Probably could do it with 5,000 seats and massive sponsorship and all the rest of it, but I you know, that now isn't going to happen for at least 10 years, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's not here for a lot longer than that.
And we should look at the first round as well, Hector, which made the draw earlier. What are the standout games from your perspective?
Well, I mean, you know, we're always looking to see who Ronnie O'Sullivan plays. He's been drawn against Gary Wilson, who's a debutant, Geordie, a great lad. We spoke to him as he came through
great
yesterday.
Great for him, isn't it? What a game for him in his first match.
Massive. And I don't think, you know, he said, you know, yesterday, I'd love to play Ronnie on a big stage with millions watching. He's a former taxi driver up till quite recently, which he did to sort of fund his snooker career when he wasn't doing so well. But he's doing a lot better now and played as well as anyone in qualifying, made a 147 and 7 other centuries. So That's a great tie. Sean Murphy has been drawn against a 17-year-old from China, Yan Bingtao, who's a very talented sort of prospect from over there. That's a potential banana skin for him. All Scottish clash between Anthony McGill, Stephen Maguire, and Ding Junhui has drawn another Chinese teenager, which will be a huge over there. A kid, Zhu Yulong, who's another one tip for the top. So and Mark Selby, of course, will play Fergal O'Brien, who made history for interesting reasons yesterday for the longest ever frame, a 2 hours, 3 minutes effort to win 10-9. Absolutely extraordinary. So, yeah, I think there might be a bit of that in the papers tomorrow.
The viewing figures in China, you said it could have potentially have gone there, but the viewing figures for the tournament in China are pretty huge, are they?
They are. They're in the tens of millions, even sort of, you know, six figures, millions. I mean, it's absolutely huge over there. I've been fortunate to go over there and cover some tournaments in sort of Beijing, Shanghai, Chengdu, and it's incredible. And it's viewed differently. I think, you know, in this country, sometimes snooker is viewed a little bit, the old image stays, you know, the sort of misspent youth and the smoke. But obviously, it's not smoky anymore because, you know, no smoking in there. And in China, it's very viewed completely differently, very aspirational. You know, you get players arriving in Ferraris, and it's considered something to be really sort of aspired to. And that's slightly different to, I think, the way it's sometimes viewed in the UK. But it's now bigger, I would say, in certain areas overseas than probably it is at home.
And who's your favourite for this year's tournament?
Well, I do think it's pretty open this year. I would have to say that. But listen, I'm not gonna sit on the fence. So I do wonder if it might be Judd Trump's year this year. He seems to have 27 now, a lot more maturity. He's had a really good season.
He's got the right name for this year, hasn't he? to win something.
He certainly has. Well, somebody was saying there should be T-shirts printed with Trump, make snooker great again. And I think they would have sold a few at the Crucible, but sadly no one's taken up that opportunity.
Well, he's still got the chance.
And what are we expecting from Ronnie?
Ronnie's had an interesting season. He won the Masters, which is obviously a huge tournament, as you know, Ali Pally, as you mentioned earlier. His form wasn't absolute the best, and it's been a little bit patchy since. So normally Ronnie would be kind of like a 2-1, 5-2 favourite for this every time, but he's out at about 4-5-1. You know, not the favourite. Trump's the favourite this year. So I think people don't actually know quite what to expect from Ronnie this year.
And what about, finally, what about a bit of value in the market? There may be some people looking at the odds with Paddy Power thinking, you know, let's go for a bit of an outsider, a bit of value. Who do you think could shock a few people on the way?
Well, I think, you know, John Higgins is a proven sort of course and distance winner, you know, won it 4 times. I mean, you can get him sort of as much as 14-1. I don't think that's a bad bet at all. And then if you're looking at a possible shock, I'm sure Murphy won't thank me for this, but that Yan Bingtao is really handy. He's beaten Sean Murphy before, only 17, but, you know, that wouldn't be the worst punt in the world.
Fantastic. Well, look, good to talk to you, Hector. Very best of luck with the book. I'll tell you, you'll be signing copies up there, will you?
Yeah, there are a few on the merchandise stand, so yes, I might have to do a bit of that. But it was a bit of a labour of love, and I think partly because of that, I'm sure I'll enjoy it even more this year.
Yes, and people are coming up. I miss a lovely companion to the tournament, so I'm sure you'll shift a few. So best of luck with it. Thanks very much.
No, many thanks.
Hector Nunzer, his book is called The Crucible's Greatest Match. It's 40 years of snooker's World Championship in Sheffield. and it's published by Pitch, and it's in hardback now. And so if you're up there, you pick a copy up. It's all covered.